This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A U.S. ambassador said a Liberian rebel group will soon withdraw from Monrovia. The move is expected to coincide with the advance of West African peacekeepers to areas controlled by the group. The ambassador said the move should take place on Thursday. Three U.S. warships with several hundred Marines can be seen off the coast of Liberia. However, only a small contingent of Marines is actually on the ground serving as advisors to West African peacekeepers. Yesterday, the president of Liberia resigned and took a plane to Nigeria, where he was granted asylum. Celebrations erupted after he stepped down. Students at the University of New Hampshire are worried about an intruder who's been nicknamed Jack the Snipper. At least six incidents have been reported since June of a tall, thin man entering a woman's apartment and cutting off her clothing while she's asleep. Jenna Bardzik is a friend of two of the victims.
The girl that lives across from me, Jack the Snipper, went into her apartment and cut off her tank top. The snip's right here on the straps. She woke up, he left. And then the girl upstairs from me, she was in her bed, sleeping, and she woke up to him taking the covers off of her.
Bardzik says one friend was so scared of Jack entering her apartment, she went so far as to block her door with a chair and some books. But Jack still made it in, moved the chair, moved the books, and took the covers off of her before she woke up screaming. Bardzik also says Jack the Snipper looks as though he's following the women home from local bars. So far, no one's been hurt. A task force is working on the case, and reports indicate investigators are combing through sex offender registries.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
It was another working night in Chicago for Meigs Field demolition crews. Witnesses say crews showed up at the former Lakefront Airport late Monday night to continue tearing up the airfield. Contrary to reports, Mayor Richard Daley says it wasn't done overnight to cover for a non-union trucking company. Daley insists it was the only time the work could be done.
No, they're doing it at night. The work is at night from 6 o'clock at night to 6 in the morning because of the traffic in and around a museum campus. The contract is very specific, 6 at night to 6 in the morning.
Daley says as far as he knows, union truckers are being used in the Park District job. Earlier this month, heavy equipment crews began the long job of tearing up and hauling away huge chunks of concrete runway from the former lakefront airstrip. The Park District says the job should be completed by mid-September.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Dozens of physicians, psychologists, chiropractors, attorneys, and medical clinic owners are among 85 people being indicted today in what is being called the biggest no-fault insurance fraud case in New York State history. Suffolk County investigators say the suspects operated as a staged collision ring, allegedly causing car accidents to spawn phony no-fault insurance claims. Prosecutors say collisions were staged in Suffolk, Nassau, Queens, and Kings counties. A number of suspects are Russian immigrants and are alleged to be members of organized crime. Stocks closed on the upside just a couple of hours after the Fed decided to keep interest rates at a 45-year low of 1%. Stocks initially moved fractionally higher in the moments after the Fed announcement, but then shot up in the final hour of trading. The Dow Industrials closed up 93 points to 93.10. NASDAQ gained 25 points to close at 16.18. The S&P 500 ended the day gaining 10 points to finish at 990. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the family photo album. Always keep a camera handy to capture those special Kodak moments. Like senior proms, graduations, weddings, traffic accidents. Traffic accidents? Why? When I come back, I'll give you a snapshot. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Now, don't get bent out of shape when I advise taking pictures of your car that's bent out of shape in an accident. When accidents occur, emotions run high, and details are overlooked, like traffic and road conditions. And those involved don't always see or remember the same thing. What's at stake? Who pays, of course? Keeping an inexpensive disposable camera in your car ready to capture the moment is no accident. One of these pictures could be worth a thousand words and a lot of dollars, too. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
This time we'll say bye to the music. Say bye to song we can sing. This time we'll say
bye. Hey, good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces. 800-TALK-YES is the number if you'd like to phone the program tonight, 800-825-5937, or email us, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. I mentioned the other night that sometime this week, if Fox News Channel decides to run it, they will have a piece on, I don't know who else is going to be in it, but they sent a camera crew in here to the studio last week for about an hour, and I did an interview with him about liberal talk radio, blah 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 blah. So we'll see if it shows up. We'll also find out whether or not the editing process at Fox News Channel was such that it eliminates some of the key points I made, or makes me look like a fool. But anyway, the reason I bring this up again, Fox News Channel is suing. And I like the way the Associated Press puts this, liberal humorist Al Franken. Liberal humorist. Fox News Channel is suing Al Franken and the Penguin Group, publishing house, publishing imprint, to stop the Penguin Group and Al Franken from using the phrase fair and balanced in the title of his upcoming book. Now, if you go to Amazon.com, it's already listed. It says not print yet, but it's already listed with the offending phrase in it, fair and balanced. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in Manhattan, and it is a trademark infringement lawsuit. Fox News Channel thinks that they own the three words fair and balanced. How about that? The lawsuit seeks a court order that would force Penguin to rename the book. The title is Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right. Now, the lawsuit also asks for unspecified damages against Al Franken and the Penguin Group. Fox News says they registered Fair and Balanced as a trademark in 1995. Well, I think I will register What should we register again? How about Truth Seeker? Huh? Let's get it registered, and then every time the pig man uses it, because he does use it sometimes, we'll sue him. How's that? Or let's trademark Cloudy and Windy. And then any time one of the local news channels uses a phrase, or the Weather Channel uses the phrase cloudy and windy, we'll sue them. How about that? According to the lawsuit, Al Franken's intent is clear. To exploit Fox News' trademark, confuse the public, and boost sales of the book. That's according to the lawsuit. Now, this is how little Fox News Channel, or how right on Fox News Channel, perceives its audience. The audience to Fox News Channel apparently is so grossly stupid that they would confuse a book with a television set. Right? That's what it says. The intent is clear: to exploit Fox News' trademark, confuse the public, and boost sales of the book. Now, do you really think that people who watch Fox News Channel are going to, when they see the title of the book, Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right, that those people who watch Fox News Channel are going to see that title and say, hey, well, damn, this is about Fox News. I bet there's something in here about Bill O'Reilly or some of the other people on Fox News that I truly do love. Let me run out now, post haste, and buy this book, because obviously it is about Fox News Channel. You think that's going to happen? On the other hand, oh, never mind. Get rid of that story real quick. God. Let's go from the ridiculous to the sublime. There's a whole bunch of Clinton haters. You know these Clinton haters, these people who lust after Bill Clinton's penis? I wish these people just come out of the closet, declare themselves to be a psychotically gay. You know, most of the gay people are just gay. But some, these people who are fixated on Clinton's penis, I mean, it's astonishing. All these years, that's the only thing I can come up with that would motivate the Clinton haters. For example, just a few blocks from the future site of Bill Clinton's $160 million presidential library, a couple of Clinton haters now, down in Little Rock, hope to open a museum devoted to mocking Clinton's presidency. See, if they could just wrap their hands around it, maybe that would calm them all down. Huh? John Le Boutier. That's the French pronunciation. I don't know. John Le Boutelier, I guess. He's a former Republican congressman from New York who was elected when Reagan was elected in 1980. And he says, as long as he's talking, we'll have to be here trying to keep him somewhat honest and stop him from rewriting history. So Le Boutelier and his partner, a Houston businessman, Richard Erickson, plan to call their museum the Counter Clinton Library. They say the museum in Little Rock, oh, Jesus, God, will look at such topics as Whitewater, you know, which the Clintons are totally exonerated by the psychopathic keyhole peeper and Clinton penis luster after Ken Starr. Totally exonerated. Monica Lewinsky, who did Bill a couple of times. It was, you know, every man and woman in the South knows that what Monica did for Bill was not sex. That's right. It's not sex. No, it ain't. So Clinton was right about that when he says, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. The last-minute pardons. Oh, why not? Let's look at some of Pappy Bush's last-minute pardons. Oh, no, that would be too painful, wouldn't it? And even damaged White House furniture that didn't exist. That's what these two... I don't know. What are they? What are these guys? What is Le Boutelier and Erickson? If nothing less than two men, two adult men, who need to get something around Bill Clinton's penis. If they could just do that, then they'll stop lusting after him. They'll let him alone. Le Boutelier says, we already hear he's going to bring a bunch of egghead economists to his library to say how great the economy was when he was president. And we will find our own who can say it had nothing to do with him. Oh, my God. These two guys say they hope it opened their place on the same day that Clinton's library opens in November 2004. They'll say they'll need about $5 million. The Boutelier says, you know what? Thousands of donations have come in, and the average one is $72. But no, I will not say how much we have raised so far. Because if I did, you would know that I am just a jackleg moron. I have raised five of these $72 payments, and three came from my family. The other two came from my partners. Le Boutelier says that Dick Morris, remember him, the toe-sucking Clinton strategist who resigned in the toe-sucking sex scandal? Dick Morris has pledged stacks of his insider documents, and Gary Aldrich, the former FBI agent who wrote a bestseller that did not have one sentence in it that was true about Clinton scandals. Gary Aldrich is the one who wrote that at Christmas time, the Clintons and Chelsea would hang sex toys on their Christmas tree. You know, dildos and vibrators and fake vaginas, right? That Gary Aldrich. Total psychopath. Total nutcase, right? But he will, Gary Aldrich, will contribute documents. Le Boutelier says, we think people will want to come out of the Clinton Library and head immediately down the street to us to get the rest of the story. I am so stupid, I eat sand and dirt sometimes, and I like to drive my car into a wall at 90 miles an hour. That clears up my headaches. I am just so stupid, but I am going to have this... this... Oh, God... the designer of the Clinton Library, Ralph Applebaum, says the place will deal with Clinton's impeachment, but we'll focus on how Clinton policies smoothed the political and technological transition into the 21st century and fostered unprecedented economic growth. Now, back to Le Boutelier, who once called the late House Speaker Tip O'Neill, he is fat, bloated, and out of control, just like the federal budget. Le Boutelier says Clinton's library will require immediate rebuttal in a way that libraries of other scandalized ex-presidents do not. Reagan, Nixon, that's the past. The problem is Clinton's still young. He is the most powerful force in Democratic politics and would like nothing more than to erase the past so he can return to the White House with that bitch whore, or I'm sorry, with Hillary. I didn't mean to say bitch whore, but everybody knows that's what she, you know, she's a murderer too. You know, she murdered Vince Foster. You do know that. Okay. The president of the foundation paying for Clinton's library, Skip Rutherford, said he had hoped for a political ceasefire. Skip Rutherford said the haters don't have to like or agree with Clinton, but they need to acknowledge that only 43 men have done this, have been president of the United States, and I think they need to move on with their lives. Well, that's not going to happen, Skip, because these men who pursue Clinton... I don't want to denigrate the population of gay men in this society by saying that these are closeted gays. I don't want to do it. It's beyond that. These are people who simply lust after Bill Clinton's private parts. If they could only see what Clinton has, if they could only get their hands around it, if they could only just see it one time. That's what they wanted in the trial. Remember, they wanted Clinton, as a sitting president, to drop his trousers in a courtroom. Do you remember that? Do you think I'm making this up? When I say they want to see his penis, do you think I'm making it up? That's what these people wanted. The humiliation of a president of the United States by forcing him to drop his pants in a courtroom. So I'm just taking it one step beyond that. They want to see it. They want to touch it.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
if they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briar.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, to talk to the animals. And you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Molloy.
24th past the hour. You know, I truly, truly believe that these right-wing Clinton haters are fixated. They're absolutely fixated with Clinton's genitals. The other night, we were watching MSNBC, I think it was MSNBC, here in the studio, and we weren't watching it. We were preparing for the show, and this video came on of Bill Clinton on a golf course, and the font underneath said that, you know, Clinton's on vacation. We had the sound down, and then Hillary steps into the frame, and they are apparently unaware of the camera, and Hillary puts her hand on Bill Clinton's back, between his shoulder blades, you know, like a wife would do. like a husband would do, and her hand kind of drifts down to his left ass cheek. And it stays on his left ass cheek for about a second, and then she kind of pats him on the ass, and then her hand moves back up to his back, and that's it. That when Hillary Clinton's left hand nestled up against Bill Clinton's left ass cheek, the camera zooms in on it. Okay? Now, there is something about Bill and Hillary's sexuality or lack thereof. I mean, the right wing has accused Hillary Clinton of being a whore, a bitch, a frigid, a lesbian, a courtesan. They've accused her of sex with everything except lampposts, maybe even lampposts, and Bill Clinton. The entire fixation on destroying Bill Clinton came down to his private sex life. What is it about you right-wingers, you Republicans, you sick, psychotic conservatives, that you are so fascinated with Bill Clinton's penis and Hillary Clinton's vagina? What is it? God, you people are sick. You are sick. And here are these two freaks in Louisiana now who are going to make the Bill Clinton counter library because people have to know what he did with his thing, you know? Now, if we could have seen it, they wanted to take him to court. Do you all remember this? Back in 99, when all this was going on. These right-wing geeks, these people who bite off the heads of dead chickens and suck the blood out, they wanted Bill Clinton, as president of the United States, to go into a courtroom and drop his pants so the jury could see his penis. Do you all understand how sick these people are? You think I make this up? You think I sit here behind this microphone and talk to you about their obsession with his private parts and it's just, oh, I think Malloy is just trying to provoke us. This is what they tried to do. Have I mentioned yet how much I hate these people tonight? It's 27 minutes and 22 seconds past the hour. I guess it's time. I really hate these people. Obsessed with somebody else's sex organs. How sick is that? Well, if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, if you're a Bushbacker, if you're a right-winger, it's not sick at all. You people are just so over the top. You are so far out of your crawl spaces, the springs are broken. You're like Jack's in the Box. Boing! And everything's broken. You people are crazy. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the right-wing Republican lurkers who listen to this program and go, oh, Jesus, what can we do to get this guy off the air? Oh, my God, this is terrible. This is just terrible. Listen to this. Listen to this. Maude, come here. Listen. Oh. Oh, man. Okay. I'll tell you what, let's, oh God, let's do a quick break here. And we'll come back and take a few phone calls. All right, well, I'm going to run across the hall here very quick and take a quick shower. Every time I talk about these Republicans, these conservative right-wingers, I just feel filthy. You know what I mean? And again, back to you right-wing lurkers, you people are disgusting. Damn you. Just damn you. Damn you, damn you, damn you.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
With about 5 weeks remaining before contracts between the United Auto Workers and GM, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler expire, negotiations continue over controversial topics like job security, which the UAW had indicated was its top priority. That priority may have changed with regard to negotiations involving Daimler Chrysler. The UAW is pushing now to allow union workers to transfer to non-union plants in the southern United States. The hope is by seeding those plants with union workers, they can convince the rest of the workforce to join the UAW as well. If the scheme works, it could bring thousands of new members to the union, and the UAW is prepared to transfer workers in batches ranging from 200 to 600 people.
Public sector workers in Zambia are in the midst of a three-day nationwide strike today, pressuring their government to make do on its promise of wage and benefit increases. After months of negotiations with union leaders last April, the government finally agreed to salary increases and housing allowances for 120,000 public workers. But President Levy Mwanawasa reneged on the deal under pressure from the International Monetary Fund, which threatened to withhold aid from Zambia unless the government cut into a budget deficit. The Civil Servants Union of Zambia says it'll ratchet up future work stoppages into an indefinite strike unless workers receive their promised raises.
Just as South Korea's largest automaker, Hyundai, settles a crippling strike with a generous contract offer, workers at its sister company, Kia, the number two car company, are gearing up for their own walkouts. They, too, want a pay raise and a five-day work week and staged a day-long strike on Saturday. They've scheduled more partial strikes for this week and say if the company doesn't implement the five-day work week immediately, they'll start extended strike action next weekend.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
And you know what's really funny? When I go off on a rant like that about Bill and Hillary's private parts and how the right-wingers, the Republicans, just lust after the Clintons' nether parts, I know there's some Republicans or right-wingers out there go, we need to get him off the air because he's just talking dirty. You know, and when you compare what I do in those rants to what Ken Starr did, to what that testimony and the conclusions and page after page after page after page dumped into the Internet. I mean, it was astonishing that the American public allowed that to happen. That's when my shame as an American really started. With that. That we had gotten to the point where this right-wing cabal, the Richard Pearls and the Abrams and all these holdover thugs from Nixon, Ford and Reagan and Pappy Bush were so infuriated that Bill Clinton whipped their ass twice. They were just infuriated that they would resort to what they resorted to. These are worms. These people are not even human. These are invertebrates. These are worms. These are the lowest life forms, these right-wingers. They would destroy this country. You know who they are. We talk about them all the time. But, you know, when I think, really, truly, because I know we pick up news stations all the time. I can imagine somebody just tuning in this program going, oh, my God, what is this? Ah! You know, just shaking in their, you know, right-wingers. Oh, God, stop this guy. Quick, call Ashcroft. You know, and these are the very same people who celebrated the Starr Report, Who said, see, there it is, see? And they couldn't get enough. They couldn't get enough. It's like walking into a room with your parents having sex. That's what these people were like. Oh, God, Mom and Dad are doing it. You know, and you run out of the room. And then you go back and peek around the corner. Because it's just too damn fascinating, right? Bill and Hillary, Mom and Dad. Only Hillary was out of town or something, and Bill and the girlfriend, oh, my God, it's like Dad and the next-door neighbor. Oh, jeez, let me see it. Oh, I don't want to see it. Let me see it. Right? They're crazy. And they made this whole damn country crazy. So if you are just tuning into this program for the first time and you hear me going off on this stuff, you know, you're a right winger, that means you're scum. If you're a Republican, it means you're a pig. If your mama's a Republican, she's a pig. Okay? Let's get that straight right away. Because you're supporting killers, mass murderers, thugs, punks, people with no moral center, illiterates, killers, destroyers of light, bringers of death. So anyone in your family that supports this Bush crime family, you all are just as bad as they are. And I spit on you. Okay? Let's be real clear. Let's get all the cards out here on the table. Just so you know, wherever you're listening, what my position is. I hate Republicans. But when I think what they did, how they destroyed the political system in this country, and it wasn't good enough. Impeachment... The assault on Clinton wasn't good enough. Then they steal the election by using one of their cheesy operatives down in Florida. Then they overturn democracy as shaky and fragile as it is in California. These people are fascists. These people make Hitler and Mussolini look like nice guys you wouldn't mind if your daughter dated. So let's just be clear, okay? So when I get a story sent to me about these two mindless, unconscious dorks, one from Houston, one from Little Rock, apparently, or a former New York member of Congress, who are going to open an anti-Clinton library when Clinton opens his library. I just spit on them. I'd like to meet these guys face-to-face. I'd like to meet them face-to-face after I've had a night of just horrific drinking, where I was still throwing up. That's when I'd like to meet them. So I could just belch and erp right in their faces. I hate these people. Do you understand me? Oh, this program is just getting too nasty. Too nasty tonight. Oh, Jesus, get me out of this, Miss Producer. Oh, I just get furious. I get furious. I can't help it. I get furious. I read those stories and I just think, here are a couple of just class A, number one losers. Who think they're going to open, and they'll get knuckle draggers. Sure, they'll have some storefront down the street from this $160 million presidential library in Little Rock, right? And they'll have some storefront. Come on in here and see the stain on the dress. And people will go to it. Where'd you go last weekend, Luke? Oh, man, I went down to Arkansas. You drove all the way to... Yeah, I drove all the way down there. I wanted to see what they have down there about that son of a bitch that almost destroyed America. You know Bill Clinton. Of course, I've been unemployed since Bush been in office, but he brought dignity back, you know? Okay, I got to stop. Best way to stop? Go to the phones. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Mike. Oh, thank you. You just wound me up good, too.
Yeah?
I was just sitting here watching while I was waiting to come on. Uh-huh. Abrams Report's about to do a thing on Al Franken.
Oh, yeah?
Now, if I was Al Franken, I think I'd send a dozen roses to Bill O'Reilly and say, thank you.
Oh, I guess so.
I mean, this is more publicity he could ever want it.
Yeah, that's true.
But like I say, you know how it is. They've had it in for him since the Los Angeles Book Fair when Franken ripped O'Reilly a new one.
Yeah, I mean,
they've been waiting for this. You know, it's like, God, you just got to wonder where these people's heads is.
Well, I'm gonna copyright, like Fox News has copyrighted Fair and Balanced. I'm going to copyright Clear and Sunny.
Hey, Mike, I got an idea about that. Let's call the people, I can't think of his name now, at Fair.
Yeah.
Because now they're using FAIR now. And FAIR, you know,
well, that's right. Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting.
Now, they've had that longer than Fox has been around, so they've got the copyright on that.
That's right. We ought to call Jeff Cohen and say, Jeff, guess what? Fox has stole your... Oh, these people are sick. They're just sick, Luke.
Hey, did you read Joe Connison's article today about Kenny Boy Lay having a meet with some fellow named Arnold?
I did.
I mean, when this is going to be fun when he has to start answering questions about that. It's like, well, why were you there at the meeting with Ken Lay?
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Please, okay, Luke, if the vote on that two-question ballot, if the first question does not garner enough support to keep Gray Davis in office, then Arnold Schwarzenegger will be the new governor of California. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but he's on the cover of Time and Newsweek this week.
Oh, no.
All right, both of them. The media have decided that Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is about as qualified to be governor of California as my 2-year-old granddaughter is, that he's the anointed one now, you see. So, it doesn't matter. If Arnold Schwarzenegger met with Ken Lay, do you think the people of California know who Ken Lay is or care? The people who will go to the polls in this stupid-ass election, they don't care. They'll see the name Arnold. Hey, look here. Hey, damn, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm going to vote for him. I know him. Hell, he kicks ass. He's the Terminator, boy. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to vote for him. That's the kind of reaction. Arianna Huffington, who's this? Bill Simon, who's that? I don't know any of these people, but by God, I know Arnold. I've seen all his movies. I know all about him. Yeah, I want him as guy. Do you think... that if somebody comes out and says, do you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger met with Ken Lay and they plotted to kill the almost already dead Ronald Reagan? They were going to rape Nancy Reagan and cut her head off. Do you think that would register with these people? No. Absolutely not. They would say, Arnold Schwarzenegger, damn, I'm going to vote for him.
Hey, I saw something else up on your website. I was surprised you didn't talk about it last night.
Yeah.
The thing with Catherine Harris. You're talking about acting like a Nazi.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Did we? Maybe we didn't talk about it. Sometimes I post stuff up there that I run out of time.
I missed about 15 minutes of the show last night, so you may have. I may have missed it.
Yeah, I think I just mentioned it.
Okay, but I mean, when we talk about it, I mean, won't even let people bring any papers at all. I mean, I assume that means 3x5 cards. You know, nothing in there because you might be handing this out to people.
Yeah, what Luke is talking about, when Sandra Harris met with her constituents down in her district in Florida, she was booed and shouted off the stage, and she had some rules. Nobody could bring any kind of papers or pencils or writing materials into her little town meeting. And but she'll be reelected. You know, it doesn't make any difference. She'll be reelected. She is a termite from hell, but she'll be reelected because we collectively, Luke, you know this, we are the stupidest people that was ever evolved or devolved. We are Americans. We are dumber than dirt. We couldn't find our asses with both hands if we had people helping us. We don't know history. We don't know political science. We don't know literature. We don't know art. We know nothing. Collectively, we are stupid people. So, Catherine Harris now has a lifetime job, and that is representing the district down there around Sarasota to which she was elected. And if so, a few people show up and boo her off the stage, means nothing. Means nothing.
Hey, you were talking about, though, you were talking a minute ago about Clinton. Isn't it amazing that these people have, let's see, Newt, Bob Livingston, Bob Barr.
Oh, the list goes on and on.
The adultery high council.
Yeah, but none of them were president. These people
didn't have a D behind their name.
Well, they've never seen a presidential penis, and they need to see one. That's all. Hey, thanks. Thanks for checking in, Luke. I got a boogie. I'm sorry. You're going to get me started again. I talked about this night after night on WLS in Chicago 3 or 4 years ago. These people are desperate, desperate. These people being these right-wing thugs. They wanted to see a presidential penis. They heard what Paula Jones said. It looks different. They know what Paula Jones said. It's got, you know, kind of a line on it. Or is it a mark? No. It, you know, looks funny. So when Paula Jones said that in front of all the religious conservatives that brought her out, go ahead, Paula. Go ahead, talk. Talk, honey, talk. Well, it had a crook in it. Talk, honey, talk. Come on. Tell us about them distinguishing. We know you can't say distinguishing characteristics, but try, honey. Try those words. Distinguishing. Characteristic. Istic. There you go. That's good. You did it. That's what they wanted. We want to see the presidential penis. There is something in the Constitution, amen, that says we have a right to see it. All Clinton had to have done to have stopped all of this was just got a bunch of these yahoos in the Oval Office or the Rose Garden or the East Room or the Blue Room or the Dome or the Basement or the Bar or the Pool or somewhere in the White House. Just get them all in there. Say, all right, boys, here it comes. And just whip it out. Show it to them. And it all would have stopped. Sick. Sick people. Oh, God. Now, after all that, I have to talk to Marianne. Our bureau chief in Aurora. Oh, God.
Man.
Oh, man.
You're
I feel like I've just been caught by the principal. Ah.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. I'm just ranting and raving here.
You're just killing me. I'm just sitting there laughing, going, and you know what? I'm laughing, but these freaks have control of the conversation here. They have control of the imagery, the political discourse,
right,
everything.
Right.
And I guess, you know, after a while, you know, you sort of have to, like, you know, understand what these freaks and snakes and alligators and all kinds of, you know, things that crawl in their bellies, what they are. All right.
Well, let me just quote a couple of lines from an email you sent me the other day, and I was going to quote more of it, and I just never got around to it. You're referring to the Republicans, and you're saying these guys don't solve problems, they exploit them. Has anyone understood this very simple truth? Clinton was complicated. These guys are simple. Greed, power, and arrogance. The Democrats couldn't ask for better opponents. They're up against cartoon characters that could be taken out with one unfettered blast of truth. What is it going to take for them, the Democrats, to fight back? I thought, you know, I highlighted that because I thought that was a hell of a good three or four lines there, and I meant to say it the other night, never got around to it, but now that's nothing about what you were talking about.
Well, it sort of is, because the second part of my statement is, okay, we know what creatures are, now what are we, you know, and I'm sitting there looking at the Democrats. I've been doing this for 2 years, and, you know, God bless my poor parents. I think my father has been just plunged into despair because he's actually, you know, beginning to, a good, solid Democrat from way back.
Right.
And, yeah, and a very successful lawyer, everything else. I mean, you know, his best buddy is the governor.
Uh-huh.
And how could they be so naive?
Yeah.
I mean, I look at this, and I read Sid Blumenthal's book, and, you know, Sid Blumenthal's a lot smarter than I am. At least he makes more money, and all of these people. And I'm sitting there, like, reading this, going, how can you people be so stupid?
I know.
I mean, even Paul Krugman, bless his heart, man, he's, like, you know, really giving it to the Bushies. But yet again, he was another one kind of late to this, like, oh, my God, people are greedy. People will be, you know, will act like thugs if they can. And they can. And it's because we're all sitting around waiting for the adults to step in, not, you know, realizing that we are the adults now.
Yeah, I've never been able to figure out. I tried to address this issue on the program, I think, last night or last Friday or at some point in the immediate past here about why Democrats don't go for the jugular. Republicans have no problem opening up your carotid artery and watching you bleed to death. And Democrats just go, well, you know, there's always two sides to an argument. No, there's not. There's only one.
Well, the other thing in Sid Blumenthal's book, which is actually an excellent book. I mean, you learn a lot.
I haven't read it yet, but I plan on it.
Oh, it's well worth it. Because
we're going to the beach the first week in September, or the second week, and I'm taking that with me.
So after this hellfire comes down, this whirlwind with Monica Lewinsky, Sid Blumenthal finally writes, we got a boost from an unexpected direction. Suddenly, all the black leadership that had been very critical of Clinton, for many of his policies were controversial to them, suddenly, you know, just got back behind him, you know,
right,
in solidarity. And I'm going, yeah, he's having a black experience. They know this.
Right.
They know this. And, you know, it has nothing to do with anything but what they've experienced. You know, when you experience bullies, and I did when I was growing up, we had to deal with girl gangs in my school. You sort of realize that, you know, yeah, they'll do anything. And as a group, and just like these guys like Ann Coulter and all these right-wing screech monkeys, it's like a group, there's like diffusion of
Hey, hold that thought. The right-wing screech monkeys, hold that thought, and I'll come right back to you. Got to take a quick break here. We're talking with Mary Ann, our Aurora, Illinois Bureau Chief. We'll take your call coming back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Guys. Yeah, yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Hey, welcome back. About five before the hour, which means we have another break coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But we're talking with Marianne, our bureau chief in Aurora, Illinois. Marianne, go ahead. We were right at the screeching
the
right
screech monkeys.
Yeah, screech
yes,
monkeys, yeah.
You know, collectively, just you know, a unit, one by one, one on one, just terrible fighters.
I know.
Terrible. I mean, it's where you get psychically weak as well as physically weak.
Yeah.
Now, I was just during the break listening to our very good friend Nancy Skinner there on that mm-hmm. commercial, and one of the comments I wanted to make was when you had her on your show. Now, I remember her announcing her candidacy, and, you know, I'll tell you what, I don't think I'm really happy with that. And partly, of course, what happened, like, immediately after she did that, she was fired.
Right.
I'm surprised if she was surprised, because we know at WLS and what they're like. But, you know, now we don't have her voice. You know, it's
well,
like,
not in the way that she and Ski Anderson do the WLS thing, but you can still hear her on this network. She's still on.
Yeah,
the,
I understand.
You know,
but boy, she reached a lot of people in that. And I'm thinking, you know, yeah, okay, the election. That's like 15 months away.
Mm-hmm.
That is too late. I mean, we got to start hitting them now. We can't, you know, wait till we'll just regime change this next year. No, I mean, this country, can you imagine what they can do in a year? I mean, people have to start hitting hard now.
Yeah, that's true.
And just tell the truth about these people. I don't get it. I mean, I'm with you. I don't know. I read Buzzflash and all these things, and I go, why aren't these people in jail? I don't even want to march anymore. We did that last year.
Yeah.
You know, I made the calls, wrote the letters.
Right.
You know,
right. And what good did it do?
And it's like, no. I mean, these guys belong in jail, and whatever adult will do it, you know, will do it. And at this point, it's like, you know, anyone who is just trying to pretend, and that's what they're doing, pretending that this is just a normal type political discussion, like all
right.
those candidates I saw last night on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
I'm going, guys, oh my God, and to have Kerry get up and basically support his vote, I mean, justify his vote for the war in Iraq.
Well, I missed that. That was on C-SPAN last night?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I turned it off. I mean, I turned it off at that point because...
I'll be honest with you. I do not want to hear these nine Democrats debating each other. I don't want to hear I don't want to hear Kucinich. I don't want to hear Dean. I don't want to hear any of them.
Because we don't need to hear that.
No, you're absolutely right. We don't need to hear it. What needs to be done is each one of these nine get his or her ass out on the street and start pounding, beating for votes, telling people the truth, like Dean's trying to do, like Kucinich is trying to do. Tell them the truth. Get it out there. And then when the primaries come, let's vote one of them to go slay the dragon. That's all we have to do. Hey, there's the music.
Okay, well, you know, keep it up, Mike.
Thanks, Marianne.
We're all having Taliban moments these days.
take it easy. All right, thanks for checking in. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Don't you dare go away.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A U.S. ambassador said a Liberian rebel group will soon withdraw from Monrovia. The move is expected to coincide with the advance of West African peacekeepers to areas controlled by the group. The ambassador said the move should take place on Thursday. Three U.S. warships with several hundred Marines can be seen off the coast of Liberia. However, only a small contingent of Marines is actually on the ground serving as advisors to West African peacekeepers. Yesterday, the president of Liberia resigned and took a plane to Nigeria, where he was granted asylum. Celebrations erupted after he stepped down. FBI and Eagle County, Colorado officials are investigating what they're calling hate flyers being circulated around Vail. The flyers have a photo of an African American and urges whites to not have sex with a black man. The flyer says blacks spread AIDS. FBI spokeswoman Ann Adonacio says at this point the flyers don't violate any laws.
There is no threat contained in the flyers. As distasteful as they may be, this is a kind of action that we have seen before. But at this point, there is no threat, so there is no violation of law other than the fact that they are certainly offensive.
The flyers were allegedly distributed by a white supremacist group called the National Alliance. Adonacio says, as offensive as the flyers may be, the flyers are protected as free speech. Eagle County is where L.A. Lakers all-star Kobe Bryant is being prosecuted on sexual assault charges. The 24-year-old is accused of assaulting a 19-year-old hotel worker at a lodge near Vail. His next court appearance is in Eagle in October for a preliminary hearing.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Fox News Network says an upcoming political humor book is anything but fair and balanced. The cable channel has filed a lawsuit against satirist Al Franken and publisher Penguin Books, seeking an injunction to stop them from using the phrase fair and balanced on the cover of his book. Due out next month, Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them features the tagline, "A fair and balanced look at the right," towards the bottom of the cover. According to the suit filed this week in Manhattan Supreme Court, the phrase fair and balanced has been a signature slogan of Fox since 1996. The network claims Franken is attempting to confuse the public to increase book sales and is asking for compensatory and punitive damages. A Penguin rep called the suit extraordinary, adding, quote, "The attempt to keep the public from reading Franken's message is un-American and runs contrary to everything this country stands for."
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
What happens when an ostrich pulls its head out of the sand? The results could be fatal, as was the case in Poland recently. An ostrich farmer is demanding damages from a group of balloonists he says scared one of his birds to death. According to the Polish news agency PAP, the farmer says his brood panicked at the sight of an approaching hot air balloon. One of the birds ran into a building, killing itself. Another got away, never to be seen again. The farmer wants about $3,200 in damages from the pilots. The farmer says his costs would have been higher, but he was able to butcher the dead bird and sell the meat. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher just a couple hours after the Fed decided to keep interest rates at the 45-year low of 1%. Most of that finished in the last hour. The Dow Industrials closed up 93 points to close at 93.10. NASDAQ gained 25 points to close at 16.87. The S&P 500 ended the day 10 points higher to finish at 990. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. A Ragtop Day is my favorite road trip tune. But before you put your convertible top down, you should know how to keep it up. When I come back, I'll give you the buzz.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars.
Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Roger Maharis did it on Route 66, and Jimmy Buffett perfected it on A1A. I'm talking about cruising with the top down, the perfect summer sport. For a major league convertible top, bathe it with car wash, never detergent. Use a soft cloth or sponge, except for plastic rear windows. They're so pliable that even a sponge will scratch. And save your elbow grease for your car. Waxing vinyl will dry it out. Instead, use a vinyl protectant. Now you're ready for championship cruising. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Is this mic on? Seven past the hour. We're at 800, talk yes. Moving away from the right wing's fascination with Clinton's sexual organs to something more serious, El Salvador is who sent it? Clinton just sent this to me. El Salvador is going to send troops to Iraq. Jesus, can you imagine? Can you imagine what John Negroponte, didn't he used to be the overseer of El Salvador? When he's now the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. But wasn't Negroponte the overseer of El Salvador when we were just beating the bejesus out of that country and murdering tens of thousands of people there during the Reagan years? Wasn't Negroponte the one who had blood all over his three-piece suits, a filthy, scummy mass murderer, and Otto Reich? Well, now El Salvador has decided to send troops to Iraq. Can you imagine what Negroponte must have said to the government of Iraq, or the government of El Salvador? Give me some of your boys now. So it says here, and this is reported in the Australian, Australia's national daily news. That's where we get, we have to get news like this, from the Australian. Bless y'all down under. Thank you. Here's what it says. Hundreds of friends and family members, some in tears, gathered at a military base south of El Salvador's capital to bid farewell to 360 Salvadoran soldiers who left to participate in murder and mayhem in Iraq. No, it says peacekeeping missions in Iraq. Murder and mayhem. Defense Secretary Juan Martinez said the mission was for God, El Salvador, and world peace. The mission is for God? El Salvador and world peace? That's why these 360 Salvadoran soldiers have been invited into the slaughter and the mass death for God? El Salvador? I didn't know El Salvador had a dog in that fight. What the hell does El Salvador care? This is a Bush crime... Oh, that's right. Lost my head there for a minute. It's a Bush crime family, copyright 2003. Enterprise... And the Bush crime family owns the government of El Salvador. Okay, my mistake. Several women in the audience, it says here, were treated by doctors after fainting during Defense Secretary Juan Martinez's emotionally charged discourse. The mission leader, Colonel Sabino Monterosa, 40 superior officials and more than 300 soldiers then boarded U.S.-built 737s. U.S.-built 737s and took off for Zaragoza, Spain, where the group will train for at least a week. The soldiers also are expected to make a stop in Kuwait to do humanitarian work before heading on to Iraq, Martinez said. He said the group will remain in the Middle East for 6 months and then be relieved by a new group of Salvadoran forces. Now, you know that's a lie, right? Think of the American soldiers who were promised the same thing. Hey, you El Salvadorans, don't be stupid like our boys, okay? 6 months, my ass. You're there until you either die of unknown causes or are shot to death or go insane or get a disease. The Salvadoran legislature approved the measure deploying troops to Iraq despite fierce opposition to the idea by lawmakers from the Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front, the party of former rebels who fought a bloody 12-year civil war against hardline state forces and the Bush crime family. I added that last part. Well, to the Salvadorans, if you guys haven't been paying attention, let me share something with you, okay? This is from the Daily Telegraph, which is also an Australian newspaper. A U.S. soldier died today while sleeping at a camp in Ramadi, a town 100 kilometers west of the Iraqi capital, CENTCOM said, in the second such incident in 4 days. Have you all heard about this? This is the second one in 4 days. Our boys are now dying in their sleep. What? Central Command, in a statement, said a soldier attached to the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment died while sleeping at a base camp at Ramadi on August 12th. The incident is under investigation. Last Friday, CENTCOM reported that a 4th Infantry Division soldier died while sleeping at his base in the town of Kirkush, near the northern Iraq city of Mosul. No details were provided in that case either. The latest death takes to 61, the number of Americans who have died in non-combat incidents, along with 58 who have been killed in military operations, for a total of 119 U.S. soldiers dead since George Bush, with his scrotum choking to death in his pants, declared major combat operations in Iraq over. 119 Americans dead. Now we have two who have died in their sleep. So I'll tell you what, to our little brown brothers from south of the border, Salvadorans, listen to me. Listen to me, Uncle Mike. You don't know what you are going into, boys, okay? If an RPG doesn't get your ass, then sleeping sickness or disease will, okay? Stay home. You don't have a dog in this fight. Unbelievable stuff. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm this is one of those nights, Kathy. I mean, I feel real close to just pitching over the edge here. Do you ever get that way? Do y'all ever get that way? You know, some days you can handle this stuff. Some days you just go, oh, man, I don't care. Can't think about it now. Got to make a car payment. Got to deal with the IRS. Got to go to the dentist. Can't, you know, I don't want that. You know. And some days you can really block it. And other times, man, all it takes is a couple little things to trigger you off, right? Some news that they're going to build a counter-Clinton library in Arkansas. Some news that 360 El Salvadorans are going to go fight Bush's filthy, disgusting war in Iraq. Some news that the second American in 4 days has died in his sleep in Iraq. You know, little things like that. And all of a sudden, you know, you feel those springs that are coiled, always coiled, but the ones that you have kind of tamped down. You know, you got a latch. You got a latch holding the spring. All of a sudden it goes boing. And you're just flopping around. Man. Jerry's calling from Bardstown, Kentucky. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Bart. Another tragedy here in Bardstown last week. We lost 800,000 gallons of bourbon.
Oh, my
up
God.
Up in flames.
No. Tell me that didn't happen.
A warehouse fire.
Oh, my Lord.
Kim Beam.
Oh, my Lord.
19,000 barrels.
Oh, God.
In flames.
Jerry, you did 19 how many?
19,000 barrels.
Barrels?
That's 800,000 gallons.
Hey, huh? Well, thank God it wasn't at the Jack Daniels distillery over in Tennessee. Then I would have been upset.
Oh, listen, we make much better product here.
I'm sorry.
Kentucky.
I'm sorry.
We make good bourbon, and we make some real good bourbon.
Yeah.
There's not any bad bourbon, because the worst you ever had is wonderful.
That's very true.
Brother Dave said that.
Yeah, I remember Brother Dave.
Of course, he wasn't talking about bourbon.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. And Brother Dave said it isn't the pendulum swinging to and fro, but the essence that drives it that makes us go.
Indeed. And he also said if a man's down, give him a kick. I'll give him an incentive to get up.
I love Brother Dave. How many people, let me see a show of hands out there. How many people know who Brother Dave Gardner was? Because he'd be dead now. Anybody remember Brother Dave? I see a few hands out here, Jerry.
Okay.
I see a few hands, yeah. Brother Dave.
The reason for my call, I contacted my Republican member of Congress and asked him to support an investigation of George W. Bush into the lies about the war in Iraq.
You didn't.
And ask if he would support an investigation and possible impeachment.
You didn't.
And what I got back was a letter.
telling you where to report for arrest.
Yes, almost. All he did was give me the reasons he thinks that the war was necessary.
Yeah.
And in it, there's just a bunch of lies. He said, for instance, in 1998, the inspectors were kicked out of Iraq by the regime.
Don't you want to slap somebody until they vibrate?
No. And he said, in response, President Clinton authorized cruise missile attacks.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
And he says that the representative doesn't think the first Gulf War, never really ended.
Yeah.
Because the conditions weren't met. Well, in that case, how comes that the former CEO of Halliburton isn't in jail?
That's true. I mean, he was doing business over there. Wasn't he making just a whole outhouse full of money in Iraq? Wasn't Halliburton and Dick Cheney, weren't they just sucking up as much of that nasty oil money as they could get their hands on? Weren't they doing business with Saddam? Wasn't Kellogg, Brown, and Root? I mean,
up until 3 years ago, in fact.
Yeah.
All right. And he says the recent controversy surrounding the president's inclusion of the uranium from Africa, he says, that that statement is factually true, since the British government had studied that issue and came to that conclusion.
Right. Oh, my God. What is this representative's name?
No, his name is Ron Lewis, 2nd District of Kentucky.
Is this the dumbest man in Kentucky?
Well, no. There are four others who are, and we've got six representatives in Congress. Five of them are Republican. One is a Democrat.
Yeah.
The five Republicans vote. I can tell what their votes will be this year and next year. All I have to do is find out how the bug man's voting.
That's true.
So they're the bugheads.
The bugheads.
they vote exactly with the.
Well, they do, or they'll get a bullet in the back of the head. Jerry, thank you for checking in, pal.
Okay.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Yes, for telling all those lies. No, nothing was delivered. Yes, and someone.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Don't you love these laissez-faire ideologues who keep insisting, against overwhelming evidence to the contrary, that the magic potion for all of our economic ills is globalization? Never mind that NAFTA, the WTO, and other acronyms of their globaloney have enthroned autocratic, secretive corporate fiefdoms to run over the world's workers, small farmers, the poor, the environment, and our very right to be a self-governing people. The ideologues say that their holy theory of corporate globalization is inviolate and must be pursued, even if it's a real-world disaster. But now, some of these very same zealots have flip-flopped, vehemently arguing against globalization. They are desperately trying to kill a bill in Congress that would open the global marketplace to the free flow of one particular product, prescription drugs. The reason for their abandonment of ideology is that this piece of globalization would benefit not corporations, but consumers. The Pharmaceutical Market Access Act would allow your family and mine to buy our medicines from Canada and a couple of dozen other industrialized nations that don't allow the kind of drug company price gouging that routinely takes place here. In those countries, the exact same drugs are available for half or even a fourth of the price we have to pay. The Market Access Act would empower consumers to get the best price available globally. The drug giants have gone bananas at this, enlisting the White House, the Republican leadership in Congress, and some Democrats, people who are usually die-hard globalizers, to try to keep our borders closed to cheaper medicines. Despite their political pressure, however, the House has already passed this pro-consumer bill, and the Senate will vote on it soon.
This is Jim Hightower saying, unfortunately, the Bushites and their backers are in the pockets of drug companies and are out to kill the bill. To help beat them, call Common Cause, 202-833-1200.
Es un enorme placer estar en España.
Past the hour. Okay, I got an email from JB who points out that John Negroponte was a former ambassador to Honduras. Well, JB, I did know that. I did, D-I-D. Negroponte turned Honduras into one huge U.S. military base. But he was also the thug, the killer, who rode herd on the death squads in El Salvador. Wasn't that Dobison? Wasn't that his name, Kathy? What was Dobison's first name? Wasn't that El Salvador? Negroponte was the point man for the death squads in Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Honduras. It was Negroponte. Negroponte, who is now our ambassador to the United Nations. There is not a Central or South American, in other words, Hispanic-speaking country in this hemisphere that does not understand John Negroponte. The only people who do not understand John Negroponte are Americans, because we are the stupidest collection of freaks ever to be assembled in one civilization, probably in the history of the world. Now, regarding that, Krista in Ohio takes offense to that. She sent me an email, said, knock it off. Hey, I don't think all Americans are stupid. Okay, well, Krista, I've never said all Americans are stupid. I said collectively, taken as a group. Okay, but let me go on. I don't think all Americans are stupid, dumber than dirt, or even ignorant of history, philosophy, and art. And I'm not sure what good it does to insult with such a broad brush on your show. Well, I guess, Krista, it comes from being on the planet for a number of decades now and realizing that Americans are dumber than dirt, and I defy you to prove otherwise, okay? I'm talking collectively as a group, all right? Maybe you're not stupid. I don't consider myself stupid, and most of the people listening to this program are not stupid. The lurkers are, the right-wingers, who say, well, there's what Malloy's talking about. Oh, God, listen to that. He's talking about Clinton's penis again. Most people in this country are ignorant. Stupid, dumber than dirt. And part of the reason is because of two things, our educational system and our media. And not necessarily in that order. Krista goes on, I live in a very conservative region, Central Ohio, and folks here are pretty savvy about increasingly venal political realities, which is why so many don't vote. they don't vote. So that makes them brilliant and smart and savvy? So you don't vote. That's right. Stay home. Create a political vacuum. That's good. Who steps into the political vacuum? Raving left-wingers and liberals? No. 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 Who steps into a vacuum, a political vacuum? American Nazis. Fascists. Republicans. Krista goes on. You're wrong to insult them. Even those we call the rabid minority, the listeners to right-wing radio, are expressing fear and turning to the only critique that reaches them. Krista, I wouldn't give you 10 cents for every listener to Rush Limbaugh's program or Hannity's. To me, these people are vermin. They're snakes, worms, protozoa, amoeba. They're germs. They're viruses. They're filthy and disgusting. They're polluting and destroying this country. Okay? With their silence, with their tuning into these programs, with their voting Republican, whatever it is, they are awful. Krista goes on, there are ways to reach these folks, but it's not by demonizing them. Oh, yeah? What, a small nuke? When folks are frightened because the world around is changing faster than they can keep up with, they often exhibit traits of defensiveness and denial. Folks have to be coaxed and persuaded to bring internal beliefs in line with external blah, blah, blah. Look, Krista, I appreciate your writing and thank you for tuning in, but this is gibberish. This is nonsense. All anyone has to do in this country is open their eyes, open their brain, and do something to stop this.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The environment is a matter of character in a new novel set in upstate New York. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Middle age, domestic tension, and environmental troubles swirl together in a new novel by author Roxana Robinson. The main character in Sweetwater works for a New York State environmental agency. Robinson says she wanted her protagonist, a woman in her 40s, to reflect her own feelings.
The environment plays a big part in my own consciousness, as I think it does for many people. So I wanted to write about something that was really important to me. What was interesting was trying to connect this larger abstract issue with fiction. It's hard to do that without writing a polemic.
The novel, Robinson's Third, is not a dry lecture about the world's ills. Instead, it's a study of the difficulty of a second marriage, the challenge of starting over in middle age, and the complexities of old and new family relationships. Robinson says outspokenness on environmental matters is just one part of her character's makeup.
You can't tell your friends how to think or what to do, and I can't tell my readers how to think or what to do. All I can do is present a character who feels passionately about something, and if it happens, it's something that I feel passionately about as well.
Sweetwater is set in the Adirondacks during a prolonged drought. Robinson says it's a special place, not far from America's most crowded cities.
It's nearly primeval. It's really nearly untouched in parts of it. And although that's true of other places in the country, it's very rare in the Northeast for a place to be as pristine and as wild.
Robinson says she's drawn inspiration from novelists such as Tolstoy and Chekhov, who wove social messages into their stories without lecturing their readers. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a block.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Balance? Restoring balance? No, I'm just injecting hysteria. Robin emails in, Mike, this is in regard to our little item there about the Salvadoran troops, 360-some Salvadoran troops who are going to Iraq to fight for the Bush crime family. Robin writes, Mike, one wonders whether the Salvadoran troops, like their Spanish brethren, also heading to Iraq, will wear the patch on their uniform of the Cruz Santiago, the Cross of St. James, the self-same symbol carried in the van of the 15th century Reconquista when the Spanish ejected thought, civilization, and indoor plumbing in the form of the Moors from the Iberian Peninsula in favor of the ignorance and murder of the Inquisition, all with the cry of, Por España, por Santiago! How much more can we use hateful crusade iconography to inflame the Muslim world? Jesus. Peace. Robin. Who is our official history geek on this program. Por España, por Santiago. Yeah, you know, you got to wonder. Sending Salvadorans to fight in Bush's filthy, murderous war in Iraq. God. Just a quick item, and then back to your calls. According to Capitol Hill Blue, frequent source on this program, we have decided to, the U.S. military in Iraq has decided to end a search of a isolated corner of Iraq today, a search for Saddam. They've decided to end it after troops backed by helicopters and tanks found no trace of Saddam Hussein. Capitol Hill Blue says the operation focused on remote villages about 80 miles north of Baghdad after intelligence reports suggested Saddam may have fled there. It also says Saddam remains on the run despite an intense U.S. manhunt and a $25 million price on his head. His feared sons, Uday and Qusay, were killed last month in an American raid on their hideout in the northern city of Mosul. Referring to that raid, you know, I remember reading in Time magazine it took 200 army troops who had helicopter gunships, Humvees, tow missiles, and heavy machine guns 4 hours to take out these two murderous playboys, a bodyguard and a teenager. Now, if I were the U.S. military command in Iraq, I would be embarrassed. 200 crack army troops, helicopter gunships, Humvees, tow missiles, heavy machine guns, and 4 hours to kill two murderous playboys, a bodyguard, and a teenage boy. Jesus. Now, what does that say? What does that mean? What I just said, what I just shared with you. What does that mean? And what did it mean when Newsweek and Time showed pictures of these bloated corpses? What does this mean? You're an American. I'm an American. These are American magazines, American occupational forces, American soldiers, American military leadership. What does it mean? Somebody tell me, what does it mean when I open Time and Newsweek and I see the corpses bloated and sewed shut? Corpses. What does this mean? Well, we killed his two bastard sons. Why don't we kill his daughters? They're in Syria. We had pictures of them, too. Why not murder them? Rape them first. Cut their throats. Why not murder them? Why not send tow missiles, 200 crack troops, heavy machine guns, Humvees, and helicopter gunships to kill the daughters, too? What? What's the difference? These are the spawn of the most vicious human being to stride the earth since Hitler, Saddam Hussein. Isn't what Pappy Bush told us? So the spawn should be butchered, shouldn't it? Okay, how about the daughters? The Bush crime family is dehumanizing this entire country. Are you aware of that? We have soldiers in Iraq who are dying in their sleep. We have 119 American young men. Maybe one or two of those dead are young women. 119 who have died in that crap hole of a country. Crap hole because we made it such. 12 years of embargoes and sanctions. 12 years from a country that wouldn't embargo South Africa when the white leadership was butchering black people by the thousands. But Iraq, you see, sits on the second largest provable oil reserves. 119 young Americans dead. So George Bush and his collection of swine can have their oil. Jesus, how much longer? How much longer? How much longer are we going to put up with this? How much longer? To kill two thuggish playboys, a bodyguard, and a teenager who happened to be on the premises, it took 200 crack army troops, helicopter gunships, Humvees, tow missiles, and heavy machine guns, 4 hours. And then their bodies were sewed up and put in Time and Newsweek. Pictures in Time and Newsweek. How sick. How sick. How disgusting. Bad night. This is a bad night. I just apologize to everybody who tuned into this program tonight. It's just terrible. Things are just going straight into the deepest reaches of hell here. Sorry. Sorry. But if you can't take it, then switch to something else. I remember I used to say that on WLS when I worked for that whorish radio station in Chicago, WLS. You know, people would call in. They would just leave hundreds of messages with the program director about half of them would be in support of the program. The other half would be, you know, I was just the Antichrist. And I used to say on the air on WLS, I'd say, well, if you don't like it, switch over to another program. Oh, my God. The program director used to run in and say, what are you saying? You want to drive our audience away? And don't ever mention Rush Limbaugh's name on this radio station because people might tune in. They want to hear Rush Limbaugh. And I said, well, we carry him. Oh, Mike Elder had to be the dumbest program director ever in radio. You know, he used to say that. Don't mention Limbaugh. But Mike, he's on noon to three on our radio station here. Oh. Oh, man. Things are breaking down. David is calling from Skokie, Illinois, speaking in the Chicago area. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great, David. How about you?
I'm in good shape.
Good, good.
I have another number of things I wanted to talk to you about. I might as well get them off my chest.
All right, let her rip.
The majority deal with this Iraq business. Number one, I almost hit the floor, but it was about 2 weeks ago. I heard Bush speaking, I think it was in front of a military crowd,
yeah,
where he said, we didn't choose this war. I'm trying to think, well, who chose it?
Yeah, well, I know. What he meant was Saddam did not just turn over all of his oil reserves to Halliburton. Saddam, as much of a thug and a punk as he was, refused to turn over his oil reserves. So, yeah, Bush is right. We didn't choose a war. Saddam did by not turning over all of his oil reserves.
No, back to oil.
Yeah.
You know, I teach environmental science at a number of colleges here, and there's one thing that I still can't figure out. First of all, if you've read the papers lately, you hear about the heat wave. I think I mentioned it to you a couple weeks ago in India, and now it's all over Europe, and it's literally all about oil. And oil, I think we should realize it's both destabilizing both environmentally and politically. Yet, our quest for more oil is just insatiable. And look at all the SUVs, which use twice as much gasoline per mile than other cars.
There you go.
Why don't we have the brains to do something about it?
Well, because, you know, like I said earlier, David, with the exception of people who listen to this program, we are very stupid in this country. We're stupid. We're ignorant. We sit in front of TV like a bunch of whales. We're dumb. We don't do anything when our political system is being systematically destroyed by neo-fascists. That's why, you know, who said it? Was it Will Rogers? Who was it? Was it the Sage of Baltimore? Somebody said the American public gets exactly the kind of government it deserves.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If that's the case, then, like Grandma used to say, the proof is in the pudding, in the tasting of the pudding. We are the stupidest people on the planet. That's why we have the stupidest man in America as our president.
Yeah. You know, I just can't believe it. Now the animals are suffering. If you read that, too, there's a CNN on the Internet about the animals in Europe which are dying and, you know, all the consequences associated with that. And this is going to disrupt the food chain.
Well,
means eventually the people won't have food to eat.
Well, be careful. You're getting close to insinuating that there might be something like a global climate change occurring. And as Rush Limbaugh and the pig man and Bush and his cronies and Christy Whitman and everybody said, there's no such thing as climate change, global warming. So watch what you're saying, David.
Yeah. One more thing.
Sure.
I got to get this out. This happened. Remember, after the first war, Papa Bush cited the Iraqis and the Kurds, go fight Saddam Hussein. And so when they rebelled, he didn't do anything. And then the result were thousands of dead Iraqis. And no one seems to make a big deal of this, that this is his fault. And, well, they just said they don't trust him anymore. That was about the size of the amount of coverage it got, you know.
Yeah. When they turn up these mass graves in Iraq and say, see, Saddam Hussein deserved to die, the part that they leave out is what you just said, that it was George Herbert Durbert Bush who said to these people, rise up against your evil master. We will support you. We will arm you. We will provide you with all the resources you need. And they did. And Herbert Hebert stepped back and watched them be slaughtered. Now, the reason for that, he had no intention. George Bush the First had no intention of helping these people, but this guaranteed that another 200,000-300,000 Iraqis would be slaughtered, which would be less resistance when the American occupational forces came in 8, 9, 10 years later, which is precisely what happened.
Yeah.
So George Bush the First is an evil genius. He was instrumental in making sure that an additional 200,000-300,000 Iraqis after those slaughtered in the war would be slaughtered by Saddam. And just less resistance when the American troops and the British troops came in. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that great? David, I'm glad to hear from you.
Hey, thanks again, boy. It's always a pleasure to hear you.
It's a pleasure to hear you more than it is to hear me. Trust me.
Okay, thank you.
You bet, David. Weird night. Andy is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Andy.
Yeah, Mike. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you got the greatest callers in the world. I don't profess to be one of them, but it ought to at least cheer up your night. You know, you got good callers like that.
Oh, absolutely, guy, David. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. You know, I wanted to tell you the nice thing about El Salvadorans serving in Iraq is that their deaths, you know, won't need to be included in the PBS. Honor roll.
That's true. That's true.
So see, that's a nice thing that's going on there.
Yeah.
And you figure they'll hopefully get some other nationalities to serve in Iraq as well.
Well, I understand that a handful of, believe it or not, Nicaraguans are going to go, too. Can you believe that?
I guess.
Right. Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, you know, I wanted to also say that Christie's email got me a little revved up, and
Woman who took offense that I was calling people stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Well,
and, because I enjoy calling people stupid, and when a person uses the word savvy when they're trying to tell you something, you instantly know that you're dealing with one of the legion of the American stupid and ignorant. And that's how I feel about it. I mean,
And who was it? Forrest Gump that said, stupid is as stupid does? Is that what he said, Kathy? Stupid is as stupid does. If we are collectively willing to allow the loser in a presidential election to steal the presidency, to steal the executive branch of government, if we are then so stupid and lazy as to allow the same set of thugs to rig off-season or off-presidential year elections so they can steal the legislative branch, and then we still sit back on our asses, and that's not stupid. To me, that is abysmally stupid. That is the Grand Canyon of stupidity. Those are the canyons on Mars of stupidity. Those are huge craters on the moon of stupidity. And if Christie in North Central Ohio gets offended because I say we are the dumbest collection of people ever assembled on one continent, What does Christie need for proof?
Well, I don't know. And the thing is, though, that I do believe is that, and because I, you know, live in with people, people are stupid, Mike. They're very stupid, but also they're endearing, and they're not endearing in their stupidity. They're just endearing, and so. I think that's more where Christie's coming from. You see what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I love. But the thing is that you're stupid anyhow.
But isn't that awfully patronizing and condescending attitude to have? You know, you're really nice, but you're so stupid, and I love you because you're stupid. I mean, come on. Andy, thanks for checking in, Bill.
Good night, man.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Words to say about government. Ignorant, stupid, minded kids that can think for themselves every day. And they walk around with no words to say, with attitude and no direction. I waste my time thinking I'm the next one to make a difference, to make a change, to make some sense and to rearrange. Rearrange the way you think. Hesitate, lose control, and you will sink. Think fast, think for yourself. Don't let the world be your own hell, because it is so. It's so full of greed, because there is so. It's so. So much need for independence, solidarity, unity, and prosperity.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen. We're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven.
Plus another diet of heat stress on Saturday. What's going on over there? I'm so afraid that Bush has been making at least some of these guys, along with the 10 or so who have died from pneumonia and the hundreds of others who've come down with it, plant some weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. What can we do to expose and or stop such madness? Absolutely nothing, D, except remove this guy from office. She gave me a link to CENTCOM news release. This is August 12th, today. For immediate release, soldier dies in sleep. A soldier attached to the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment died while sleeping at a base camp near Ar Ramadi, August 12th. Soldier's name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The incident is under investigation. And in that same CENTCOM release, it says, 3rd U.S. soldier in less than 1 week dies in sleep in Iraq. What the hell is going on? Now, Kathy tells me that... Who called in? Our webmaster, Mark Marshall, has heard a news report, and Mark, if you've got a source on it, send it to me, if you're still listening, that U.S. troops in Iraq have been notified that those in theater in Iraq will be there for what, the remains of this year or for another full year? Another year is what Mark thought he heard. Perhaps he did hear. If any of you know anything about this, send us a link to that particular story. If that's the case, I will go out on a limb right now and tell you that there is going to be mutiny within the ranks of the U.S. military in Iraq.
listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. One customer has died after being shot in the head, and another is being treated after a possible robbery gone bad at a Federal Credit Union on the campus of Xerox in Webster, New York. As many as 8,000 employees were on lockdown in safe spaces while the search for the suspect continued. The manhunt is still underway for a man in his 30s wearing a blue T-shirt and blue jeans, a vest with the letters FBI, and a badge. Witnesses have told police the man was also wearing an Afro-type wig. Investigators are continuing to dig up the backyard of a home in Raymond, Washington. They're searching for more human remains connected to a high-profile missing persons case. One set of remains have been found so far. Investigators believe they are that of Ronald Woodward, a man who was friends with the homeowners David and Michelle Notek. Woodward moved in with them a few years ago. Detectives believe a second set of remains belong to Kathy Lorenzo, a woman who vanished nearly 9 years ago. The third set of remains is believed to be that of a teenage boy. All three people are believed to have disappeared in 1994. A medical committee says the general public shouldn't be vaccinated against smallpox. The vaccine is being given to soldiers and frontline health emergency workers in case of a biological attack. The committee with the Institute of Medicaid said the vaccine is dangerous, while the risk of a smallpox attack is only theoretical. It also stated it doesn't matter how many people are vaccinated as long as preparations have been made effectively. It expressed concern about how vaccine efforts might divert resources from other public health responsibilities.
Are you a prescription like plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
An attorney for alleged survivors of clergy abuse in the Boston Archdiocese are commenting on revelations that the Catholic Church hid reports that priests were sexually abusing children. Mitchell Garabedian says his clients already feel they can't trust the church.
And what came out today with regard to Bernard Cardinal Law just reinforces that position. The church is all about secrecy. This document shows the church is all about secrecy.
The Boston Herald reports that Cardinal Bernard Law compiled detailed annual reports on the extent and cost of sexual abuse starting in the mid-1990s when he was Archbishop of Boston. The story says those church reports also detailed disciplinary action taken against priests, including those who were defrocked. The report appears to contradict Law's statements during a deposition last year that, to his knowledge, no detailed information was kept on the subject. The Boston Globe reports the Archdiocese paid out more than $21 million in settlements between 1994 and 2001.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
A British Columbia man has admitted to starting one of three large wildfires with a lit cigarette. Mike Barr told the Canadian press he rushed from door to door on July 30th trying to help people evacuate from their homes. He says he knocked on doors but couldn't do it after a while because, quote, it just got too emotional. His house was not among the 65 homes destroyed. The blaze apparently started in the backyard of his property at the foot of a forested mountain just outside Kamloops. Investigators say preliminary indications show the fire was accidental. Stocks closed on the upside just a couple of hours after the Fed decided to keep interest rates at a 45-year low of 1%. Stocks initially moved fractionally higher in the moments after the Fed announcement, but then shot up in the final hour of trading. The Dow Industrials closed up 93 points to 93.10. NASDAQ gained 25 points to close at 16.18. The S&P 500 ended the day gaining 10 points to finish at 9.90. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the family photo album. Always keep a camera handy to capture those special Kodak moments, like senior proms, graduations, weddings, traffic accidents. Why? When I come back, I'll give you a snapshot. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Now, don't get bent out of shape when I advise taking pictures of your car that's bent out of shape in an accident. When accidents occur, emotions run high, and details are overlooked, like traffic and road conditions. And those involved don't always see or remember the same thing. What's at stake? Who pays, of course? Keeping an inexpensive disposable camera in your car ready to capture the moment is no accident. One of these pictures could be worth a thousand words and a lot of dollars, too. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
7 past the hour. All right, before we go back to your phone calls, which we're going to do here in just a moment, plus we do have Uncle Mike's Story Corner coming up tonight. Kathy Yockey sent this to me the story I asked for about U.S. troops in Iraq to serve a year. This is from today's Chicago Tribune. And it says, all troops in Iraq should expect to serve for at least a year, with brief rest breaks in the region, and possibly a few days at home. How do you do that when you're, well. The commander of U.S. forces said Tuesday, this came as news to some of the soldiers. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez told the Associated Press in an interview, it's a one-year rotation. Every soldier has been told that they'll be deployed for a year, and at the end of the year, we'll be working to send them home. Now, of course, that's a lie. These soldiers were not told that. The article goes on. Some of the 148,000 soldiers in Iraq said nobody told them how long they would remain in the country where guerrillas attack Americans daily and temperatures often top 120 degrees. It goes on here. Specialist Jeff Ross said, we really don't have a choice. PFC Deacon Finkel said, I don't know how long we'd be here. No idea. Another soldier said, a year is going to be rough. It's going to be a long haul. And it goes on. I post this at my website when the program's over. Okay, like I do every night, by the way. All you have to do is go to MikeMalloy.com, and right there on the main page, scroll down just a tad. It says recent show recent program topics, and I'm talking about 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. That's how long it takes after we finish the program and get on the computer and list them all. But it will be there. So I will guarantee you that there is going to be, I don't know if we'll hear about it, unless we hear about it from other soldiers, but there will be mutiny in the ranks. These boys, and they are, I'm sorry, just because you give somebody and train them to kill, they're still boys. These boys were not told they would be there for a year. Some of these guys were just married. Some of them, some of these boys have new babies. That's right, boys can have babies. I ought to know. I was a boy when I had my first. Some of these boys and girls signed up because they wanted to learn a trade. They wanted to save money for education. They did not sign up so they could go to Iraq and be killed by people who hate us. The Bush crime family. The Bush crime family. Look what they're doing to us. Nick is calling from Bayville, New Jersey. Nick, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes, on this show, yes.
Well, welcome aboard.
Yes, thank you. Mike, let me tell you a brief story.
Okay.
Is that I'm retired military.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 11, 12 months, I've been on chemotherapy. During that time, I've had nothing to do but scour the internet, watch TV, listen to the radio, read books, 12, 14, 16 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found your show tonight. And this is the first time that I've heard anything that corroborates to what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what I've heard and everything is it's almost like a relief here, because I've spent so many hours alone and so many hours just reading the internet, not just reading the internet and watching TV, but also going to the government sites and reading the the mundane directives and the laws that are being passed. And this is the very first time I've heard somebody articulate what I know, what is really going on.
Well, listen, let me suggest that, this network of which I'm a part, IE America Radio Network, we have other programs on this network that talk about the same subjects, a little bit less hysterical point of view. We have a guy on from noon until noon till 3 every day Eastern Time, Tom Hartman. Who
I heard him today. Yes. Sir.
Okay. Yeah. Well. He and I certainly share the same general perspective. We just have a different way of getting that perspective out. I had a colleague, Tom and I had a colleague here who was recently let go by this network, Peter Werby. I used to say that, you know, and Peter shared the same attitude, but he was also a little bit less hysterical. I used to say, you know, Peter liked to meditate and practice Tai Chi, and he was still, you know, a very strong liberal. And I used to say, well, when Peter gets head up, he reaches for his zafu, the little pillow he sits on to meditate. When I get head up, I reach for my gun, you know, because I'm a liberal with a gun. You know, I make no bones about it. I'm sorry that I live in a society that has guns, but I do. And I'm a different kind of a liberal. I'm kind of a Dennis Kucinich, working class, blue collar liberal. And that's where I come from. I'm glad you found this program, and I hope you'll listen to Hartman too, because he's got a good approach. He has a lot of guests on his program, I understand. I usually don't hear him because it's noon to three, and I'm doing stuff. If I could get him on the radio here in Atlanta, I'd listen to him. A lot of people here in Atlanta, if they could get my program on the radio, they would listen. But programs like Tom's and mine are pretty much blacked out of major metropolitan areas because
can only get you on the internet.
Yeah. Now we're on a lot of radio stations, but we're not. I don't think Tom nor I know I'm not, and I don't think Tom is either on a major or in a major market in the top 20 markets. That would be New York, San Francisco, L.A., so on and so forth. The big cities in this country. We're not there because what he does and what I do. And what Peter Werby, my colleague, did before he was released by this company is too threatening to the corporate behemoths that now own media in this country.
I agree 100%. Yeah.
So it's hell trying to get this program out. A lot of stations take a chance on us and put us on the air. And I certainly don't mean to denigrate those stations. You know, we may have a program on in Ypsilanti, Michigan, or Petoskey, Michigan, or Santa Fe, New Mexico, or Augusta, Georgia, or Jacksonville, Alabama. And those are not major markets. Those are not huge megalopolises where millions of people will listen the way it was when I worked in Chicago, when I worked on radio in Atlanta. But those are people who still understand what the truth is. Just because you live in Santa Fe or Ypsilanti or Augusta, Georgia, doesn't mean you are any less open to the truth than people who live in Chicago, New York, San Francisco.
Well, I agree 100%. I'd like to see you be syndicated all over the place.
Well, they're working towards that. You know, the network I work for is working towards, but it's trying to find program directors in New York, New Jersey, in Baltimore, in Boston, in cities like that, even mid-sized cities like Richmond, Washington, D.C., that will listen to the program and say, yeah, well, you know, a lot of people would like to hear this. And it's hell trying to find that. But I'm glad you found this program.
I agree. I mean, this is like an oasis right here, listening to you and articulating many of the things that I believe what's going on.
You already believe, right. You already believe. That's I hear that a lot from people who do find this station or this program. They say, geez, I thought I was the only one. And I can't talk to my friends because my friends are either moderate or conservative. I don't dare bring this stuff up. I can't talk with my cousin, Ralphie. I can't talk with my uncle over here in Bayonne. I can't talk with these people because, you know, yada, yada, yada. Right?
Exactly. Nobody wants to take the time to hear what's really going on.
I know. And it's scary. So, yeah, I call this like a campfire every night, 9 to midnight. We gather here. We don't look for big, heavy-duty insights. We don't look for great philosophies. We come here. We talk about this stuff. We vent. I scream. The callers scream. We work it out. We listen. And we make sure that we're not BSing each other the way we're BS.
Yeah, Mike, everything I've heard so far is right on the money. I mean, I spend a lot of time. I'm searching and I'm researching, and you're right on the money. I can't bring that across right any clearer because, I mean, I hope your listeners know that you are right on the money. I spend a hell of a lot more time researching than the average person, and you are right on the money.
Well, we ain't in MSNBC. We're not CNN. We're not Fox.
I know. I listen to them jokers. I spent 12, 14, 16 hours a day
Wow.
listening to this stuff, you know, and I'm no dummy. And I know what's going on, and I watch Fox News. You have to watch the enemy, you know. And I read the PDFs from the American Enterprise Institute and from the Hoover Foundation. And I read that stuff, and I know where these people are coming from. These are shallow people who can only see through a very narrow focus in front of them, and they see nothing to the side. They don't other people.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
And these are the people that are in control of us right now.
That's right. Well, you obviously...
And what you've said is like, whoa, man, this guy is articulating shit that I have...
No, you can't. He can't say that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But you know, plain English, you have articulated
right.
stuff that I have seen.
I know.
You know, for the last 11 months, you know, okay, ask your audience, how many people have sat on their ass and watched TV, watched the internet, listened to the radio, read books, read newspapers for 12, 14, 16 hours a day for the last 11 months?
Not many.
Not many, you know,
right.
And I doubt if there's any friggin' what we so-called journalists have done this crap, you know?
I know. Hey, listen, Nick, we don't have a bureau chief in Bayville, New Jersey, so we'd like to make you the bureau chief, which doesn't really mean that much.
I know. I'm ranting here.
It just means when you call in, you tell my...
The first time I heard you and the first time I've heard these things articulated of what I know what is going on, and it's like... Jesus, man, you don't hear this crap on the television.
All right, listen, from now on when you call in and Kathy answers the phone, just say, I'm the Bayville, New Jersey Bureau Chief Nick, okay? Thanks, Nick.
All right, I'm sorry for ranting.
That's okay. I appreciate your call.
Again,
all right, sir, you take care.
Bye.
All right. Quick break here. We'll be right back. 800-TALK, yes, is the number. In about, I don't know what, 92, about 11 or 12 minutes, we're going to have Uncle Mike's Story Hour, so stick around. It's Kids, Lies, and President Bush. It was written by Katrina Vandenhoevel, who is the editor of The Nation magazine. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car, and my gun. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world every night and day.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over to the side of the road to speak with you. because I've read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling that 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal.
Goof.
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Okay, everybody. Thanks. About 8 or 9 people sent various links to the story about the troops going to have to stay in Iraq for a year. It's just incredible. And these are guys and gals who really had no idea that that's what was going to happen. And now they're being told at least a year and possibly longer. Now, what does that say about the lies told to the American public? Remember, it was going to be a quick operation in and out. What did Pearl, this little punk rat, chicken hawk, what did Richard Pearl say? Huh? Who's not even in government, but who determines what the U.S. government's going to do? Little snots like Richard Pearl. He said 90 days. What did Colin Powell say? oh, calm down, Mike. Take a breath. Okay. Didn't Colin Powell, didn't the rest of these people, Wolfowitz, didn't Rumsfeld, didn't all of them, either by implication or by direct statement, tell the American public, this is going to be a quick operation, we'll be in and out, it'll just be zangatazang, zang, zang. The Iraqis are just going to be so happy to see us, they'll be handing us their daughters, saying, here, take my daughter, I'm so glad you're here. Isn't that what we were told? Huh? All the men would dance around doing those little Iraqi dances they do, huh? Hello, young go American. Hello, oil. Come take our oil. Isn't that what we were told? Huh? Isn't that what they said? Talk yes is the number. Ted is calling from Billings, Montana. Ted, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Sure.
I'd like to comment on Krista's email a little earlier. She made some comment in that email about how you can talk to conservatives, you know, as if they would listen. I have a friend who is absolutely lost when it comes to politics. She's very conservative,
mm-hmm.
Another flag flyer. So I gave her a Noam Chomsky book about the dirty deeds U.S. government has done the last 6 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she refused to read it.
Yeah.
That's the way these right-wingers are. You can't shove reality down their throats, no matter how hard you try. They won't take it.
Yeah, that's my phrase, willful ignorance.
Yeah.
Bush is that way. All Republicans, you know, I'll say it again, and I don't care. I've got Republicans in my family, okay? I still have a couple. All Republicans, to me, are complicit in mass murder. They are immoral, unethical. They have no moral center. They are disgusting. I wish all of them would either convert or disappear, get the hell out of my face, leave this country, go join some fascist organization someplace, go goose step your way out of my country. You are disgusting. I hate you. And it's the truth. I mean, that's the way I feel. Republicans, I don't care if it's somebody's mother or grandmother, grandfather, I don't care if it's an 87-year-old man who's on a ventilator. If they are Republicans, they are scum. They are scum. They are scum. Because they are members of a party that are killers. They are destroying this planet. They are destroying religion. They are destroying philosophy. They are destroying education. They're destroying art. They're destroying all the social structures that have been put in place in this country for the past 70 years. They are killers. They are sick. They are aliens from another planet. And they disgust me. And I will not engage in dialogue with them. I will not, for the same reason you just said, because of the willful ignorance. You cannot love these people back into normalcy. All you can do is beat them fiercely with sticks, chains, rocks, anything, until they finally, just like your grandma. I don't know about your grandma, but my grandma used to switch me. When I would do things were wrong, I had to go cut a switch. And by God, that was a very good learning tool. I would never strike one of my children. I have five children, all grown, all adults, never struck one of them. And I would never, ever strike a child. But my grandmother had it right. So, you know, sometimes you just, and I believe that all adult Republicans should just be beat almost senseless until they finally wake up to what they're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ted.
Desperately ignorant. Oh, one more thing, Mike, if I can.
Sure. Let me put you on hold.
Okay.
I'll pick you up when we come back right after this break because we got to do the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
In high places. They've stolen our country and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
With about 5 weeks remaining before contracts between the United Auto Workers and GM, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler expire, negotiations continue over controversial topics like job security, which the UAW had indicated was its top priority. That priority may have changed with regard to negotiations involving Daimler Chrysler. The UAW is pushing now to allow union workers to transfer to non-union plants in the southern United States. The hope is by seeding those plants with union workers, they can convince the rest of the workforce to join the UAW as well. If the scheme works, it could bring thousands of new members to the union, and the UAW is prepared to transfer workers in batches ranging from 200 to 600 people.
Public sector workers in Zambia are in the midst of a three-day nationwide strike today, pressuring their government to make do on its promise of wage and benefit increases. After months of negotiations with union leaders last April, the government finally agreed to salary increases and housing allowances for 120,000 public workers. But President Levy Mwanawasa reneged on the deal under pressure from the International Monetary Fund, which threatened to withhold aid from Zambia unless the government cut into a budget deficit. The Civil Servants Union of Zambia says it'll ratchet up future work stoppages into an indefinite strike unless workers receive their promised raises.
Just as South Korea's largest automaker, Hyundai, settles a crippling strike with a generous contract offer, workers at its sister company, Kia, the number two car company, are gearing up for their own walkouts. They, too, want a pay raise and a five-day work week and staged a day-long strike on Saturday. They've scheduled more partial strikes for this week and say if the company doesn't implement the five-day work week immediately, they'll start extended strike action next weekend.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
27 before the hour. We're having hell in here tonight. Cut the music. We're having hell in here tonight with this virus that's going around, the computer virus. I guess y'all have heard about this. It's MS Blast. It's hitting Windows 2000, Windows XP, both operating systems we use here. We now have found our way to a purge patch. Is that what it is? If we can, so I don't know how much of the screw-ups are coming through the program, but Kathy has been doing yeoman's work in here. The screen, you know, the computer keeps crashing. Everything just keeps. This is one hell of a virus, and you know, I am totally against the death penalty, totally, except two instances: mass murderers and people who write these viruses and send them out. Now, who was I talking to? What line was I on, Kathy? And it was Ted. That's right, Ted. There's Ted. Hey, Ted.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you. This has to do with your first hour. It's a quote from Gore Vidal.
Uh-huh.
He said, "In America, morality has nothing to do with right action or wrong action or who is stealing what liberties or money from whom. In this country, morality is all about sex, sex, sex."
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Isn't that sad but true?
It is. It is terribly sad and terribly true.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate it, Ted. Thanks for checking in. Now, interestingly, Ted referenced Krista, who sent me the email from Ohio. She sent another one in. This is Krista Knight. She writes, "Mike, wow, I've never written a talk show before and got on the first time. You're skewering me, made me laugh, especially that last line because I did get blah, blah, blah there at the end." And then she gives me the link to her blog. She says, "Visit and you'll see that I agree with most, probably all your views. I met a great woman at a Dean meetup last week and then met her the next night at the Kucinich meetup, and she told me about your site. I listened right away to your Kucinich interview, which was great. Came back tonight and was disturbed by the unexpected vitriol." From me, I guess she means. "Still, I keep listening because you have good callers, great promos and news stories, and you're funny and astute between the rants. Just can't agree that calling folks stupid is a way to do the job that needs to get done." Well, Krista, I can appreciate that. And I didn't mean to read your email in any kind of a smarmy, snotty, condescending attitude on my part. I understand what you're saying. It just happens to be my style. And people who, you know, I've been doing radio for 15 years and on this network for 3. And people who have listened to the program know that that's what I do. I believe in an eye for an eye where it concerns this political rape that's going on in this country. I believe in breaking bones, smashing heads, punching people right in the eyes. Now, I'm speaking figuratively, of course, metaphorically. But these SOBs from the right who use the airwaves and have used the airwaves certainly for the past 5 years to utterly and absolutely pollute and destroy not only our political system, but our faith in our political system. I hate them to the bottom of my being. And I am just disgusted with any American who in any manner supports these people who are destroying this country. Okay? And that you know, comes through in every word that comes out of my mouth. Some nights I drip with acid. Other nights it's funnier. Some nights it's droll. Some nights it's boring as hell on this program. But I hate these people. I truly, I can't believe I got to this. You know, you reach a certain age, or as you're growing older, you think, well, the time's going to come when I'll finally break free from all my hatreds and prejudices, and I will float like a balloon. Wrong! That might have been what I hoped for, but here I am at my age, and I see this country being ripped to pieces by people my age. And it just infuriates me. And I will not treat Republicans with respect. Damn them. They are stupid. They are dirt. They are filth. It is up to them to find their own redemption. I do not redeem, nor do I talk with these thugs. Ooh. Ooh, Mikey. Well, you know what I'm saying. Kodak, one of our over-the-road trucker dudes, is checking in from driving through Virginia. Hey, Kodak.
What? We certainly miss press secretary, don't we?
We do, Kodak. Kodak, you're coming through awful. I may have to put you on hold and come back to you.
I'll catch you another night, Mike. I didn't want to find a strong single area.
Okay. All right, Kodak, I'm sorry. It's just coming through awful, man. I appreciate you checking in, though. Appreciate you checking in. Nancy is calling from East Tennessee. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Mike. Oh, I can so understand, you know, your rant. I think mellowing a little with my old age, you know, until about 3 years ago.
Right.
Now I scream obscenities at my television.
Isn't that awful?
You know, I mean, and I've always been kind of mild-mannered and kind of optimistic.
I always thought that once I crossed 55, which I have crossed, that somehow things would kind of like just chill, just cool down a bit. You know, I mean, the baby boom generation, I thought, okay, you know, we've raised hell. We've done this. We've led. We have followed. We have made things better. We have made things worse. But, you know, there comes a point where I can be like my grandparents. I'm a grandparent now, where I could be like my grandparents, work in the garden. Wear a big old floppy brim hat.
Well, I think that's what really, you know, really, really irritates me is because I was getting there.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
Not anymore.
I'd always worked really hard and did all the things I was supposed to do and, mm-hmm. you know, and then it was like, you know.
And now when we're rapidly approaching, as Doc would say, our golden years, we have to get out here and fight brass knuckle, bare knuckle fight.
Well, and that's, you know, and that's really kind of what I called about. It's like, you know. We live in this soundbite world now where common sense and deep thought is just dead, you know? And I think people don't realize that we will always live in the America we design, either by our action or our inaction.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we live in the America designed by Republicans and their action.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many battles now to fight.
I know.
Just to get on a level playing field with these people because they're so evil.
Yeah.
You know, and Americans seem to think that you can like put a ribbon on the tree and a flag on the car and the house,
mm-hmm.
and you're a good American.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do any more than that.
I know.
And we now live in an America where it's ruled by people who are determined to rule
mm-hmm.
by any means,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's $70 million on an investigation and an impeachment,
or
whether it's illegal redistricting,
whether it's California,
I don't know. Now, I know on national media, they aren't, no one is talking about the Ken Lay, Dick Cheney, George Bush energy.
Oh, of course not. And no one other
that
than
was that ripped California off.
Sure.
Billions.
And nobody except Joe Connison at Salon.com is talking about Ken Lay and Arnold Schwarzenegger having a meeting several months back. See, nobody talks about this.
Well, also didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger? I read this somewhere, and I don't know. You know, it was one of the sites, but there was a Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger actually met a few months ago in Washington.
With Karl Rove.
With Karl Rove.
Oh, sure.
And Bush.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing, whether it's Florida, California, the nation, Iraq, Afghanistan, energy prices, these are Nazis. These are fascists. These are thugs destroying the country. Period.
How do you get that through to anybody?
You can't. You cannot.
I guess you can't.
You cannot overcome, Nancy, willful ignorance. It cannot be overcome. And you and I...
Well, then we're just doomed.
Well...
I just can't believe that we're just doomed.
That may well be the case.
You know, I know that, like, we've got voting machines that are fixed, you know.
I know.
Karl Rove only needs a close election.
Well, we're not doomed. We're not doomed. We are going to kick ass and take names. We are going to get this country back. It is going to happen. And folks like you and the people who call this program and moi are going to help make it happen. We're going to help make it happen.
Did you watch all the Dems? The Democrats.
No, I do not
want to. I caught it this morning, and I wanted to watch it. And I've got one last thing to say.
Okay,
Joe Lieberman, sit down and shut up until you announce formally that you were changing parties.
And now a Republican. I hear you, Nancy. Thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your call. Well, my producer is struggling to reboot, and do you have any way you can play Uncle Mike's Story Corner music? Oh my God, look at that look on her face. Like she's ready to break things. All right, kids, once again, it's time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Courtesy tonight of Katrina Vandenhoevel, who is the editor of The Nation magazine. The title is Kids' Lies and President Bush. On the eve of the Clinton impeachment hearings in 1998, the Sexuality Information and Education Council sent out 10 tips for talking about the Star Report with your children. The council president, Deborah Hafner, advised the following. The upcoming impeachment hearing provides parents with a special opportunity to talk to their children about sexuality issues. The questions parents need to ask is, who do I want to tell my children about this sad situation? Another child on the playground? An acquaintance on the school bus? They're unlikely to tell your children the facts in a clear way. Only you can give your children your values. End quote. It's now 2003, and if the events of these last weeks don't provide parents with that special opportunity to talk to their children about the president and values such as truth, lies, and consequences, then I don't know what does. So with all due credit to the Sexuality Information and Education Council, here are tips for talking about President Bush with your children. Think about your values as they relate to this situation. What are your family's values about telling the truth? What would you do if your child lied to you, and when you scolded him or her, he or she replied, I'm not a fact checker, or added, isn't it time to move on? Ask your children to tell you what words mean to them. Explain that words have consequences, and lies can come in 2 words, 6 words, or 16 words. Clarify facts. Give short, age-appropriate answers. Explain that shifting strategies at damage control only lead to more unanswered questions. Make clear that even if facts are malleable for President Bush, they're not malleable in your home. Explain that even though the White House strategy may be to say whatever is necessary, even if they have to admit later that what they said the first time wasn't exactly true, you don't do it that way yourself. Use these talks with your child to encourage good decision-making. Let them know that if they grow up to become president and lead a nation into war, the right thing to do is take responsibility for their words and acts. This would also be a good opportunity to explain what the saying, the buck stops here, means. Use television news as a springboard for discussion. However, do not let children younger than 13 watch this coverage alone. It can be ugly and disturbing for children to watch the president and his aides scapegoat their subordinates with so little compunction. Help your children understand the larger issues. Let them know that it's not just about 16 words. You could explain that there appears to be a pattern of dishonesty well beyond the uranium scandal that is extremely worrisome. Explain that the American people are entitled to the truth, and they have a right to know if Bush, Cheney, or any White House officials misrepresented the facts to justify war. Keep the lines of communication open. Talk. Remember, this is not a one-time or a one-way discussion. Your children need your ongoing support in dealing with their president's tenuous relationship to the truth. Unfortunately, this sad situation is currently a fixed element of the political landscape they are growing up in. By Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor, The Nation magazine. And tonight's episode of Uncle Mike's Story Corner. We hope you enjoyed it, children. Now, off to bed with you. Man, the Human Sexuality Information Council to help you explain to your children about Ken Starr and his little clutch of pee-hole-peeping perverts, or keyhole-peeping, I should say. Either way, Gary is calling from Colorado Springs. Gary, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yeah, sure am.
Well, welcome aboard. Boy, you live in the belly of the beast, don't you?
Boy, we sure do. We sure do. We've got Focus on the Family and about 100 other fundamentalist organizations all around us, and then we've got NORAD. And
I appreciate your courage.
Yeah, well, you know, we have to stand up and fight where we're at.
There you go. There you go.
The woman who called a few minutes ago, she was kind of saying that there wasn't a chance, and you know, we've got to work at it.
Yeah, I think what Nancy was suggesting, it's very easy mm-hmm. for people with a brain to talk themselves into utter you know, it's time to give up.
Yep.
But she's not doing that, nor am I, nor are you, nor is anybody who still believes in truth and justice.
I have the good fortune of talking to people all around the country who are of an open-minded, rational stance, and it's always real positive to find people everywhere who mm-hmm. are digging in their heels and saying enough and starting to demonstrate it and find ways to show it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's real neat to see that. It's still scary to hear some of the stories and things that go on. A real brief aside, though, before I tell you a story. You were talking about the computer virus that
right.
you're being befuddled by tonight. Remember that those things aren't really computer viruses. Those are features of products designed by Microsoft, and they are... there are features built into those products through stupidity and greed.
Right. Well, I understand.
That corporation.
I understand, but for brevity, I refer to it as a virus.
I know that, but that's one of the things.
Hey, let me put you, Gary, let me put you on hold for a moment here because we have to break for a commercial break, and we'll come right back and chat. When we come back, we only have about 2.5 minutes, so stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Someday I might get my chance, and that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's...
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello!
Hello!
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No, I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by recruiting will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city.
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
I don't have much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can...
Five before the hour. We are talking with Gary in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Gary, you got about 2 minutes here, pal.
Yeah. One of the things that I think is going to help us a lot in getting these criminal SOBs off of our backs is this war that they started in Iraq and the effect it's going to have on our troops that are over there. I was reading a newspaper story today, and occasionally some facts are slipping through the newspapers, and I think that's going to be a great advantage for us.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story I was reading about a bunch of GIs at a roadblock who machine-gunned a car with a family in it.
Yeah.
And then they seem to have developed the practice of leaving the dead and dying in the cars to be cleaned up by the locals the next morning when the sun rises.
My God.
And I can understand why they're doing that. It would be pretty tough for... to have your 18-year-old GIs go over and pull the children out of the car that they've just machine-gunned.
Right.
But as those individuals, those soldiers, face those things and have to come home on leave and R&R, and those stories start filtering back, I think it's going to tend to make a lot of people rebel against this batch of lies. And hopefully it'll turn against the Republicans and the people who've brought this war about and result in the downfall of their whole schemes.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's one of the tactics that seems to work real well. Another one that I found that's pretty successful, too, is talking to older people about what happened to their nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
I know tons of people who are 50, 60 years old and had planned on retiring or already retired, only to find out that Ken Lay got all their retirement money.
They're
left now with an empty bank account.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of them still call themselves Republicans because nobody stands up and explains to them what that means and how those things came about. And I'm finding that a little bit of conversation along the right lines gets quite a few of them asking questions and mm-hmm. opening their eyes a little bit.
Well, I think that's a good tactic, and I certainly respect your ability and probably the woman who folks the ability to have a rational discussion with people and point out what this Bush crime family is doing. I just can't, you know, that's not my function. My function is to toss grenades. Hey, listen, Gary, we're flat out of time. I hope you will call again.
You keep raving.
We'll do.
Doing my part.
All right, sir. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. Yow, bad night in here tonight with this virus. Whoa. Program engineered in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Thanks to Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, our webmaster, and, of course, Jim in Arkansas for the music. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Fun Tila is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Fun Tila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
You should have.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.